Postmortem by Patricia Daniels Cornwell. Copyright 1990 by Patricia Daniels Cornwell. This recording of the full-length reading of Postmortem was published by arrangement with Don Congdon Associates Incorporated and was produced in 1991 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Donada Peters. Postmortem by Patricia Daniels Cornwell. This book consists of 16 chapters and is 293 pages long. The following material appears on the dust jacket of the book. Postmortem introduces Patricia Daniels Cornwell, sure to become a major name in suspense writing, and her compelling fictional creation, Dr. K. Scarpetta, Chief Medical Examiner for the Commonwealth of Virginia. A serial killer is on the loose in Richmond. Three women have died, brutalized and strangled in bizarre murders in their own bedrooms. What do the women have in common? Nothing, it seems. Not physical type, not occupation, not a particular neighborhood. The killer, apparently, strikes at random. The only consistency is that he commits his crimes early on Saturday mornings. When Scarpetta's awakened at 2:33 a.m., she knows the news is bad. The murderer has struck again. His victim is 30-year-old physician Laurie Peterson, a Harvard Medical School grad who, with her young husband, had looked forward to a bright future. Now she's dead, and Scarpetta fears that still more victims may follow unless she can come up with some new scientific evidence to help the police. It's here that Postmortem leaves other crime novels behind. We go